All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. This is Freak Radio, Freak Podcast, Episode 1. Episode 0 went just well enough to consider doing this again. And we're here, we're back. This is Matt Carl. I'm here with my partner, Matt Wilhelmson, to talk about small business and entrepreneurship and our real BS, our real no BS look. To successful small businesses and small business coaching. Matt and I both work as eMyth business coaches, and we're here to chat about some of the perspectives that we see working with our small business clients every day to bring a little bit of knowledge, a little bit of insight, and swap some stories about the small business world that we work in. We're excited to give this another shot, and we're very much looking forward to today's topic. We're going to spend today's call, today's cast, talking about one of the core tenets of what eMyth really preaches, really talks about. It's this idea of the three personalities in small business. And before I talk myself to death here, I want to invite Matt Wilhelmson into the call to speak up and share his thoughts on today's topic.
No, I'm looking forward to it. And I thought I didn't want to stop you. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. If you wanted to keep going and just take the entire call, I was just going to sit here and listen.
that's exactly how we drew it up.
Yeah, right. As Matt mentioned, you know, and we had mentioned this in our first podcast as well, that both of us are eMyth coaches. It's where we spend all of our days in regards to living inside of that perspective and the eMyth curriculum. It's not all we know, but it's definitely what we believe in and what we know works. So with that being said, we want to continue to share a lot of that perspective, share some of the key pieces of it. It's just naturally our language. It's how we speak about business. It's how we relate to business. So as Matt had mentioned, a concept that has absolutely gained popularity. A lot of people know this, but we still want to touch on it. It's this idea of three personalities that exist in the business. Some people refer to it as the three hats in a business, but it's this idea of the entrepreneur, the manager, and the technician. Matt, you want to explain a little bit more about exactly, you know, what that means and where those show up?
Yeah, so those three personalities are really at the core of, you know, the eMyth Revisited books, the ideas and what we teach in our curriculum. And essentially it breaks down that as a business owner, you're filling one of those three roles at every point during your day. You're either working as the entrepreneur, the person that sees the top level of the business, the one who's making big picture decisions. Working as the manager, the one who's overseeing the systems in the business, who's working to make sure things get done the way that they're supposed to get done, or you're the technician, and that's the person who's down in the trenches doing the work. That's the person who's making the widgets, so to speak, to use the most trite example I could think of. The technician is the person who's caught up in the day-to-day, who doesn't really see the bigger picture, who doesn't necessarily even think about the bigger picture. And what I like to focus on, or where we like to start, is with that entrepreneur position.
There's so many different ways to define these three personalities. One easy way for me to define them, and I think something a lot of people get is we talk about the entrepreneur, the manager, and the technician, as the entrepreneur being the dreamer, the manager being the designer, and the technician being the doer. Again, the dreamer in the business, the designer in the business, and the doer in the business. Now, it's interesting because these three personalities have to exist in the business. Now, with some of our clients, solo entrepreneurs, sometimes these have to live within one of the business owners or the only person in the business. All of these positions need to be present. We need to know when we're sitting in the seat or wearing the hat of the dreamer, when we're focusing on the designer and when we're focusing on the actual technician work of the doing. And then we also work with other businesses who are much larger with a bigger workforce. And same thing, these three personalities have to exist. At that point, they're not necessarily one person, but the roles are present in the business. Yeah, Matt, I mean, anything you want to add there?
I think it's a really interesting idea, right? When we talked about these smaller businesses where the business owner might be the only person, or he or she might have a small staff, the business owner might not think of themselves as wearing all three of those hats at any given time. But where we see issues come up is when they're trying to wear multiple hats at once, or they're not sure what hat they're supposed to be wearing at any given time.
Yeah.
And things start to break down, or they get overwhelming when we're not clear on the type of work that we're doing. And so if you're trying to think like an entrepreneur, thinking big picture about the business, but you're down in the trenches doing the day-to-day work, it can get really frustrating. You start to feel like you're not getting anywhere because you're thinking with an entrepreneur's mind, you're doing a technician's work. And that kind of conflict really, it creates a lot of stress. It creates a lot of tension for the business owners that we work with. We see it a lot. And so, Matt, I think what you said about being really clear about what seat you're sitting in when you're doing the work is absolutely critical to understanding how these three personalities work inside a business.
Yeah, I think the most important thing about these is not just the words alone, but something I see more and more at the businesses we work with is just this real lack of understanding of what it actually means to be an entrepreneur or what it actually means to be a manager. I think for the most part, and this is really insulting nobody, but most business owners believe that either in themselves or in the business that all of these positions exist. A lot of times simply based on positions or words that exist in the business. So, pretty much every business owner believes they're an entrepreneur. They own a business. They must be an entrepreneur. But if we want to go even deeper here, I mean, the e-myth is the entrepreneurial myth, and the fact that just because you've created a business doesn't mean you're an entrepreneur. So that obviously plays into this. Another thing I see a lot of with the businesses I work with is a management team that's in place holds the title of manager, but really does nothing in regards to what it means to be a manager. They simply have people underneath them who, more than anything, they babysit or they watch over or they get headaches from. It's a source of frustration. But they're not actually owning the position in a sense of designing what needs to happen in order for the people underneath them to be more successful. They just hold that management hat, which is typically a little bit more responsibility and a little bit more pay. And then same thing with the technician or the doer. I mean, in every business out there, the in the business work, the in the weeds, that is the technician. But there is a way to be a technician that ultimately serves the bigger purpose of the company. Would you say, Matt, when you're talking to business owners about this, do you think that it's a concept that most of them understand and get right away? Is it foreign for them?
I think most people coming in don't get it. They might have read the book, they might understand it in theory, but they don't see how it's applying in their business. They can understand it from sort of an academic perspective, but when it comes to actually applying it in their business, they don't see it. Mm-hmm. They don't see where they're getting in their own way. They don't see where they're wearing the wrong hat at the wrong time. And and it causes a lot of stress. It causes a lot of a lot of pain for people. And you know, you hit right on it. You have to be clear about, you know, what those rules are, what those expectations are, if you're going to be successful in this. And you also hit it right on the head in terms of management. People think that they're a manager because they have a title. People think that they're a manager because they've been there the longest and they got moved up in the organization. But in the context we talk about it, management has a really specific meaning. And that's something that most people don't see at all. And that's probably the hardest one to get people around to. Wouldn't you say?
I cannot agree more with that. I mean, we were even saying in another conversation that the entrepreneur is the first one to go, and that the manager is the one position that for the most part typically never shows up in companies. In regards to the manager we're talking about, and the manager the company needs. You know, one thing we talk a lot about in the E-Myth perspective is that as a business owner, the business demands you to be a certain way. And I think sometimes for some business owners, it can be hard to wrap their head around that. You know, all of us are our own personality and really want to believe that being true to ourselves, that we should be able to create a business and not just create a business, but create a successful business. You know, certain people want to talk a certain way or act a certain way or, you know, treat and manage people a certain way. But there are some certain unwritten rules where the business needs you to act and show up a certain way. Right? I mean, I've talked to people in the past. I recently had this a sales call, which E-Myth we call free coaching sessions, but it's a business who's reached out to us and has interest in our E-Myth coaching, and had this conversation with this gentleman who's been in business for about 20 years, a successful HVAC company in the Midwest, and it really started talking to his business and wasn't working, and for him it was people problems. And that's really not a surprise. It's definitely one of the one things we hear. But really talk to him about being a manager and what that looks like. And I've heard this in the past, but it was still interesting to me, and it is every time to hear again, of him just saying, I have no desire to manage people. I hate to manage people. I don't like to hold people accountable. I don't want to mentor or develop people. I want nothing to do with it. And it was so clear from my perspective in that, you know, this is it. For 20 years, you've gone home frustrated or haven't slept well or people problems or finance problems. And it literally all comes back to this fact that you have no desire to manage people. And that's what's hurting your company so bad. And in that situation, if you don't want to manage people, that's perfectly fine. I mean, you can take that angle, but understand the business has to have managers. So if it's not you've got to step outside your ego or step aside and let somebody come in and play that role.
Yeah. If it's not you, who's it going to be?
Right. Who's it going to be? Have you had any examples like that? Man, I'm kind of putting you on the spot here, but in your own work of individuals who did not want to play a certain role, but also don't necessarily want to bring people in to do it?
Yeah, I think I've seen it a couple of times where people either fail to recognize the importance of filling all of these roles or they don't put the appropriate value on the roles. And maybe they're a lot more comfortable doing the work. Maybe he just wants to sit down and do the tax returns, right? But that's not what's best for his business. If he started a business and it's a tax accounting practice, he probably shouldn't be spending 60 hours a week, 80 hours a week during tax season doing tax returns. You need to have people filling those spots. But like you said, maybe it's ego, maybe it's something else that keeps people from stepping out of their comfort zone and filling the role that the business really needs them to fill. And it's going to be different with every business. It's going to be different with every business owner. But at the end of the day, you're required to, you know, to sit in the chair and do the work that's asked of you in that chair. And you've got to be really clear about what that is and the way that you're going to approach it.
Well, you know,
and so I think.
I cut you off. Sorry.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
No, the only thing I was going to add, and sometimes we have to have this conversation with our clients, and I think it's something to get really clear about on the front end of this podcast, is that this gentleman who I just spoke about had been in business for 20 years. And I don't want to knock the individual. There's a lot to say about keeping a business open for 20 years. It's a huge feat.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, to argue that this business has been around for 20 years because he's been there every single day for 20 years. And so the fact that it's provided a living for him and a level of success, in many ways we could define that as success, and he should be proud of what he's done. And at the same time, we got to be crystal clear on the fact that the things we're talking about as business coaches, Matt and I, within the E-Myth perspective, is not stuff we're trying to do or implement just to keep a business open for 20 years that you have to work in. Right? We're talking about stuff that creates businesses that are not dependent on the owners, that creates businesses with actual value that people can turn around and sell and have a payday and never go back to work. So that there's going to be certain conversations like this where people could look at it and say, well, I've never had a manager and I've been in business for 20 years. Well, our respectful response to that is, you've created a job for 20 years. You didn't actually create a business.
Yep.
I don't know. Is that,
this goes right
that,
back to what we were talking
aggressive?
About in no, no. Well, no, I don't think it is. It goes right back to what we talked about in the episode zero that we recorded. It's about defining what success really means for your business. And we refuse to believe that going, you know, owning a job for 20 years is really the level of success that these people are aspiring to. When we get clients come in, they're telling us that they want more than what they have right now. Because, you know, going to work every day in your business for 20 years is fine, and it puts food on the table and it pays your bills, and you might do pretty well with it. But at some point, it's not enough. So at some point, you make a decision that you want something more, and that's where that understanding the roles that you have to fill becomes even more important, because it becomes about defining success on your own terms. It becomes about, we say it so often, but it's building the business that supports the life you want to lead. And that's really what it becomes, is getting crystal clear on what those things are and how the roles that you're filling moves you closer or further away from those things. And I want to loop it back and talk about what that really means from this perspective of the entrepreneur, right? So when you think about that, Matt, and you know, defining success and setting the vision for what the company is going to do long term, and how that sort of fills the role of the business owner as the entrepreneur.
Yeah. I mean, are you asking me specifically what that looks like?
Well, let me spark it a little bit more for you. It's this idea that people equate being a business owner with being an entrepreneur. But I think what we're trying to get across today is that those two things aren't necessarily hand in hand. You can own your business, but not operate like an entrepreneur.
Right.
And I think it's such an important distinction.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I think so. I think you're spot on about that, and I think that really the first place to start in this, and I think this actually happens in so much of what we do. I always try telling people too, this really is a huge breakthrough for us. I'm not just blowing smoke at you, but like awareness, just be aware of what we're saying here. And that in itself is huge. And so for me, I may ask a client to simply start with, okay, start with this idea of dreamer, designer, and doer. And as you're going through your day, I want you to write down the different things you're doing in that day, right? It's a lot like our time management.
Yep.
In our time management process, we ask people to detail everything they do in a given day. Literally, if you're going to step out for the bathroom, I want you to detail. If you have to respond to an email, put a note here you did it, because we want to see how they're spending their time. And so I would ask them to do that and then to go through it and say, in this moment, was I dreaming about the future of this business? Was I designing something to change the business, or was I simply doing something in the business?
Mm-hmm.
And for most owners who would tag themselves entrepreneurs, I would, just based on our experience and how long we've done this, how many conversations we've had, I think a lot of them would have a piece of paper that didn't have one spot where they were intentionally dreaming in a day about the future of this company.
Yep, absolutely right. I've had that same experience. The clients that I've worked with, it's the entrepreneur's chair does not get filled very often. They might think that being the owner of the business puts them in that chair all the time, but the fact of the matter is they're not doing the entrepreneur's work of thinking about the long-term goals of the company, setting a vision for the company, creating a culture for the company that allows other people to buy into it and help them move it forward. Most people don't spend any time filling that role. Because it takes it from... Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, to add to that, I think we can challenge them to take it a step further about being intentional about it, right? Because without a doubt, I think so many of our business owners are in their head. There's no question about that. In regards to, they're consumed by their business and they're constantly thinking, but are they setting time aside to say, today, my company needs me to spend a half hour dreaming about the future of this business? The company literally is dependent on that. Not in bed at night, not when I'm stressed driving to work in the morning, but intentionally in the middle of my day.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely right. And that takes it from being an academic exercise to understanding what those roles are to really being intentional about the work that you're doing, right? You can understand it. You can say you get what it means to be the entrepreneur, the manager, the technician. But until you really start to be intentional and take steps to fill those roles more often or fill the most important roles more often, nothing's really going to change. And it's about being intentional. It's about setting that time aside and being mindful about the role that you're filling and why you're filling it. I think it's such a huge shift for people to take it from that academic idea to real practical application.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, when we talk about the human perspective again, you know, it's so interesting having conversations, because sometimes it can feel like, yeah, I get it, but what do I actually have to do in my business? Right? Like, what's the actual secret to have the success I'm looking for? And one thing we talk about is that to really create change in your business, the first thing that has to happen is you have to change the relay you relate to your business. And this is at the core of that for us. Like, until you embody this and really understand this, everything you're doing in the business is just sort of a band-aid. Like this is not a suggestion or it would be nice if you did this. It takes this embodiment to create the business that the people listening to this podcast are looking for.
Right. Yep. Absolutely right.
Absolutely right. So we could go on and on about this, but our goal was to keep these concise. Right?
Absolutely.
Is there anything else you wanted
we'll,
to
we'll have to, we'll have to schedule live shows. Once we get super popular, we'll schedule live shows. We'll do 2.5 hours. People will go nuts about it. But for now, we'll keep them tight.
Give the people what they want. Okay, so yeah. Matt, was there anything else you wanted to add to wrap this up, or anything you felt that still need to be said?
No, I think the advice that you gave around being mindful and being intentional about the roles that you that the business owner's filling, I would say that I would want that to be people's key takeaway from today, right? Think about those three roles. Think about what it means to be the entrepreneur, the manager, the technician. But then, you know, if you're taking something out of the call today, the conversation today, I'd want it to be that. Just be a little bit more mindful, be a little bit more in tune with the role that you're filling and why you're filling it. And if you're in the wrong role too often, then you've got to look at your systems and figure out what's putting you there. But I think that the main thing for me is just that awareness of it is such a huge step and could be such a big breakthrough for people that's what I would want people to take away today.
Spot on. So in regards to more information, you know, obviously use emyth.com as a resource. We always want to send people there. You know, like we said originally, it's what we do. The company name Matt and I work under is Free Coaching, and you can find out more at freecoaching.com. And you know, our goal is to keep doing this on a weekly basis. So we'll be back in less than 7 days with our next topic, and just looking forward to where this takes us.
Absolutely. Good stuff, Matt. As always, we'll talk to everyone soon.
All right.